Son, I don't give a tar
about
football.
To be honest, son, I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about.
I don't know much about football, but I do know this. Peyton Manning.
What's up? Welcome back to Freeballin'. Here with JD, my boy Malin.
Malin with them
Malin's
tunes,
been
baby.
Killing the tunes.
You already know.
Very talented musician.
Wax on.
Thank you, guys.
Wax on, wax off.
Wax
dude, that's
on,
a dope-ass Star Wars shirt, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I got this last Christmas. It was a very good birthday present.
The Mighty Vader.
That's what I wanted.
Wait. Did you say you got this last Christmas? It was a great birthday present?
I think I said it was a great gift.
What the hell?
But I almost said birthday present.
We'll have
sure.
to listen back to that one.
Oh, God damn it.
It looks like a comic book cover, though.
It does look like a comic book
God
cover.
God damn
yeah,
it.
But, yeah. I got this last Christmas, and I got a bunch of Star Wars shit for last Christmas.
Dude, I'm
really
a
like Star
fucking
Wars.
Star Wars geek, man.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you what do you think of the last one? Weird. The Last Jedi.
Yeah, I watched it, opinion. I watched it, I think, 3 times in theaters, man. And, yeah, I was never sold on it.
Like, yeah.
The whole Canto Bite bullshit with Rose and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyways,
you can fry me on
JD,
that's another story.
JD, what about football, man?
Oh, football man. I thought we were on to Star Wars now, because I don't have shit about that either.
Yeah, let's just keep talking about stuff you don't know.
Yeah, come on, fry me.
So how about guitars?
Oh, man, I know an A chord and a D chord and
Wait,
maybe a G chord. That's
yeah. Can you play an instrument?
I can play mandolin. And I can play
a little bit of drums.
Simple beat on drums. I can like semi sing in the shower. Because there's good acoustics in there.
I think everyone can semi-sing in the shower.
I can, like, you know, I used to be able to rap when I was a kid, but not anymore. I can't rap for sure.
Yeah, I used to always, like, freestyle with friends, but now I'm just like, I can't do it anymore.
I want to learn to play some really cool, like, piano. I think that'd be awesome.
I always want to learn how to play piano.
Violin would be cool. Oh, my God.
Violin, yeah.
I want to learn how to play the saxophone.
That too.
Sax.
Banjo is pretty cool.
In the world.
Yeah, dude, you would woo any woman with a fucking saxophone.
I could play the trumpet when I was in, like, middle school, but, like, I haven't played in years. I have to, like, rebuild the muscle in my wrist. Like,
dude,
it sucks.
It takes a lot. Like, especially with trumpets.
Yeah.
Trumpets are insane.
I was, like, first and second chair. I was pretty good, but, like, I haven't played in probably 10 years. So.
Y'all already know I would smoke you on hot cross buns on that fucking
on
recorder, baby.
Fuck out of here, dude. I was a black belt in recorder karate.
I was a yellow. I didn't get shit.
Hot cross buns.
Dude, I couldn't stand the music that we had to play on that thing.
Oh,
like, I hated it. I would just try to find like cool songs.
And
like,
also,
yeah, I
our
hated learning
music
it.
Teacher was a dick. Oh, you guys didn't go to Weddington.
Mr. Russell. God, dude.
Asshole, dude.
Really?
Yeah. He also did driver's ed, but I didn't have him luckily.
Well, you went to Wesley Chapel with me for a little bit.
For
Miss Carlton.
Kindergarten and first grade, yeah.
Yeah.
Then went
I remember I got in so much trouble one day because we were singing that oh my God, how's it go? And it's like, a discouraging word, and the skies were all cloudy all day.
Yeah.
What song is that?
No
Home on the Range. Home on the Range.
Home on the Range.
And I was like, I thought it was so funny. I got my friend. I was like, hey, check this out. He's like, in a discouraging turd, and the skies were all cloudy all day. And she was like, hold up! Who said that? And I was like, oh God. And she's like, it was you. It was one of you two. And I was like, I was fucking scared. And I got sent to the office, but
I remember on my first day of band in sixth grade, me and Arno both played trumpets. Our friend Daniel Arno.
Yeah, he told me.
And it was the first day we got trumpets. Like the first week, you know, you learn how to read music and stuff like that. First day we get trumpets, and our music instructor is like teaching the rest of the class, and me and Daniel are just like blow the trumpets in each other's ears as loud as we can. Immediately get the trumpets taken away for like 2 weeks. So like while everyone else was practicing, we sat there like pretending we had trumpets in our hands.
That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, we were degenerate idiots, but
I miss those days. I miss being an adolescent fool.
Yeah.
And having not a care in the world and not any much of consequences.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like with the McGregor fight, like if that was 4 years ago, we could have beat the shit out of somebody, but now we go to prison.
Yeah.
You already know. Times are changing, and I hate it.
I still like to think that I have some of that adolescence still in me like that.
Oh, I do.
I don't give a fuck attitude.
It's just like it comes out at the wrong times. You know what I mean? It comes out at the worst possible times.
Yeah. But
rules.
fuels, it burns within me.
Funerals, man.
I said funerals, not funerals.
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, funerals, man, they fucking get to me. Yeah. Yeah, dude. I can't stand funerals, dude. That makes me just want to fight someone.
Dark.
But yeah, but Malin, yeah, for real though, we do appreciate you helping us with the music, man. Like, you've been a huge help today.
Anytime.
Tearing it up.
I like making random shit, dude. That's what I really enjoy.
Just fucking jamming with your buddies.
Absolutely. Yeah,
making little what's it called? Tunes for TV shows or like theme songs.
Oh yeah,
that'd
be awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to do.
I can't think of
the
easiest word, but yeah.
No, I mean like TV shows,
little jingles,
podcasts,
jingles.
Yeah.
Jingles, Mr. Jingles.
Oh my god,
jingle all the way. What? We're weird.
Do you remember my cat, Mr. Jingles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had the biggest piece of shit. He had the biggest pair of balls, like.
Yeah.
Wait. So you had a divorce. You had a cat named Mr. Jingles, and now you have a cat named Zoltar.
Zoltar. I call him Zoltar.
Yeah, you call him Zoltar.
Man, that's a huge discrepancy right there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jingles is like the fluffy little cat, like everyone loves, and he's like Zoltar.
Yeah.
Zoltan.
He's like a god men, among cat felines.
Yeah.
Dude. Feline god.
He's fucking trying to get in that fucking Zoltar. Iron throne, dude.
Too bad he sucks.
Just too bad cats suck in general.
Yeah, that's actually true. But their abilities are cool. I mean. If I could choose between being a dog or a cat for a day, I'd
dog.
Be a cat. What? No, I'd be a cat.
Dog,
I'd be a cat
dude.
All day. Dude, you can't do as much as a dog. And you're close. You can get a fence and you're done. You stop. All right,
so I'll give you this. As a cat, you can climb up trees and shit. Yeah. And like, but you
And you're fast as shit.
Lick yourself all the time.
Also a bitch.
Shit in a box. Like,
yeah, but humans
at least
clean
I
it.
Can go outside and shit in the woods or something. You gotta
dude,
fucking.
I'd choose to shit in a box because I'm clean. I don't just like strew my mess all over the place like dogs. Dogs will like vomit in the house and just be like, oh, damn.
Wait, you've done
but
this
cats. Have I done
wait,
this
JD, you shit in a box?
I sometimes. All right, you
sometimes
know what?
Shit in a shoebox.
I'm gonna come clean. save it for later, you know?
I got my shit in a box.
Sometimes I wrap it up and mail it to my friends. Merry Christmas, huh?
It's like one of those yellow envelopes. It's like, why is there like a huge little shape in this envelope?
Ew,
You've been a shitty friend.
Man.
Oh my god.
What if instead of like coal for Christmas, if you're bad, you got like shit,
reindeer shit.
Like Santa wrote you a letter. He's like, you've been a shitty kid.
He gives you a literal potato sack with feces in it. You suck. I would not even want Christmas ever again. I would be like, that's my least favorite.
Even if I was
ever.
Like the best kid for God, 11 out of the 12
scarred.
Months, I'd be like, I'm going to pass. But
she's
I don't want to.
So scarred.
I don't take the chance on getting shit
of
in
getting
an envelope.
Fecal matter in my fucking stocking again.
Yeah. Again.
Again. God. I'd rather have
And cold. Then you find out Santa's not real and your parents have just been shitting in your stocking. That's when it's really
dude,
bad.
That's when I give up all hope on holidays in general.
Santa shits in stockings, dude.
So there's like a – think about this. There's like a character for almost every holiday. Like there's Santa. There's the Easter Bunny. There's the Tooth Fairy, for God's sakes. That's not even a fucking holiday. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm thinking. What is the character for Halloween? They don't have a character for Halloween.
I would say if I had to pick one, it'd be a fucking like
– pumpkin.
A pumpkin head, like jack-o'-lantern head.
Like the headless
horseman. Like, yeah, that's exactly
what I'm
thinking.
Okay.
I'd say it'd be like really skinny, like
really skinny,
Jack Skeleton,
black,
but have like a pumpkin head.
Yeah. Okay. What would we call?
Well, I was gonna say Skeletor, but that's
Skeletor.
Skeletor.
I don't know. What would his name be?
I mean, I was thinking everybody's
something.
Gonna,
it has to
I
be,
thought everyone was gonna say Jack. And
it has to
like,
be Jack. I was
it.
Gonna say Jack. Okay. Jacko Lantern. I don't know.
Jacko Fucko.
At least he doesn't shit in my socks.
Wait.
At least he gives me candy.
He pees in my socks. You know how like the Spanish holidays, they like leave their shoes out.
Yeah.
For like, what if it's shit in your shoes and you're just like, oh, I can't wait to see. And you just like step in your shoes.
Shit in shoes.
Shit in my shoes. What a stupid.
You know what I fucking love about like the whole Latino like culture is like every day they go home and take a nap. Like during work hours. Like they'll leave at 1 or 2 in the afternoon, go home for an hour, take a nap, spend time with family, and go back to work and finish the day.
God, I wish my culture was like
it's
that.
Fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 5 days a week, like you really work like maybe 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
But still get paid 8. And you get to go home, eat a meal with the family, take a nap.
Just have some time off.
Have some time off. I'm sure that Mexican Santa's not shitting in socks, dude.
Dude, yeah.
Fuck that guy.
They have some hard work.
What's the
work
Mexican
ethic,
Santa?
Too, though?
Mexican
Santa Rita.
Santa Rita.
Santa Rita. Salsarito. Salsarito. Say, Squanto Claws.
Squanto. Squanto. Oh my gosh. Squanto
Claws. That's more like Indian. Squanto. That'd be like a Native American Santa.
Yeah, yeah.
Squanto Claws.
All right, let's pick up names for like as many cultures as we can.
Okay.
So what would like Chinese Santa be?
Oh gosh, this is gonna get
Ling
bad.
Claws. Ling. Santa Ling.
Santa Ling. Ling. Ling.
Santa Ling.
Santa Ling. This is going bad. This is going down a dark tunnel.
It's
gonna,
this is getting bad.
Yeah.
What would
not gonna say anything else on that one? Let's go to the next. Let's go to the next
people. Yeah. Next topic. Yeah, next topic next. Here. Let's just like skip this whole.
Let's go ahead and cut this one out.
This is getting really racist.
This will be in the bloopers. We're not racist. We're just.
Just know that Santa shits in your socks.
Yeah.
We just speak our minds.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. All right. No. So what is y'all's favorite holiday? Like, give me your top three.
Christmas for sure.
Christmas. That's number one, top of the list.
100%. Okay. Yeah. Probably then it probably goes Christmas, Halloween, and then Thanksgiving.
Okay, you put Halloween in there.
Yeah.
See, like since I've gotten older, I don't really like Halloween as much. I like the season of fall, but Halloween in general, I'm just like, eh.
See, I'm more of a I don't really care about the holiday itself, but moreover the build up to it.
Yeah, like scary movies on TV all the time and like the leaves are falling, so it's getting colder outside. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say for number one spot would be the build up of Halloween, because the stretch of like the end of September, which is my birthday,
mm-hmm.
to like the day before Halloween is like the best time of year, because you feel it literally the air gets like it changes and the leaves fall and it's colder outside like right around Halloween. And but it's not too cold, you know what I mean?
Yeah, except you live in North Carolina. North Carolina, it's like 80 degrees out in like mid-October.
I feel like you can almost smell like the spookiness in the air. You
know there's definitely a scent for sure. Yeah.
And then so then after that would probably be the build-up to Christmas. And then holiday-wise, I think New Year's is pretty sick. I love New Year's.
Okay, I just hate New Year's Day.
New Year's Day is horrible.
Yeah, if you don't have off work, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Man, all right, so I'll go from 3 to 1.
Okay.
And I think at 3, I'm putting 4th of July.
4th of July is one of the best holidays. Actually, let me change mine. Yeah.
Fuck you. Let me finish. 4th of July is like the best drinking holiday, dude. Like, I don't give a. It's like the middle of summer. Everyone's feeling patriotic. There's fireworks blowing up in the sky.
You get to dress like a fucking fool and get hammered.
Yeah. Like, it's up there for sure. Number 2, I put Christmas at number 2.
Okay.
I love Christmas, man. Obviously, getting gifts, everyone's together. It's fucking nice.
Right.
Number 1 is fucking Thanksgiving.
Really?
I love Thanksgiving food and just like watching football, being a fat ass on my couch all day. And just, I love Thanksgiving.
I need like a day or two to recover after Thanksgiving usually. Yeah. Like I'm just like that food coma.
If you are that psycho that goes Black Friday shopping at 4 a.m. on Friday after eating all that shit on Thursday, then you deserve a medal.
See you. Oh. See you later.
All right, guys. Give me a damn medal then.
I've always wanted to try it, but
I've done it once or twice.
Never woke up to do it.
It's nuts.
And I've never had anybody to go with, you know?
And now they have like the Cyber Monday and shit. You can just buy everything online. There's really no need to go.
It seems like around that time of year too is when all my financial aid kind of runs out. So I'm kind of broke. I don't have a job because I'm in college.
Yeah.
And so I just don't ever go shopping like that.
It's fun, but I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. I love sweet potato.
Mm.
So sweet potato pie, sweet potato casserole, anything like that. Yeah.
I think regular mashed potatoes with like garlic and butter and sour cream and bacon. Oh my god! And cheddar.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like it, but for Thanksgiving, it's all sweet potatoes.
I like the stuffing.
Stuffing
is pretty good too. Green bean casserole is also fun.
Oh yeah!
So all the casseroles during Thanksgiving.
And fucking zucchini pie.
I never had that. To be honest, I'm not a big fan of what is that cranberry, the jelly stuff.
I don't like cranberries in general.
Yeah.
You literally should dump it out of a can, and it's like. It's gross. Yeah.
It's like that putty stuff you used to stick your fingers in that would make a fart.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, man. Flarp, I think is what it's called. Yeah. Or am I just making up words? I don't know. Flarp. Jeez. That sounds like
something from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Flarp. Yeah, it's flarp. A made up word they definitely made up.
That's a disgusting sounding word, to be honest with you.
Flarp.
Damn. Well, this has been a pretty damn good podcast. We're just kind of
made me hungry. I'm starving.
Yeah, I now want some Thanksgiving food. Like, can it fast forward or what's going on? But Malin, thanks again for the music, Malin. We're gonna give you guys a little outro, but appreciate you guys.
Thanks for listening, guys. Find My Jewel. Somebody give me the Find My Jewel app. Dude, they have this thing called Tile that you can like attach to your keys, you can attach to your phone, you can put it on your wallet, and it'll like ring. Like you can find
it's like an app, right?
Yeah.
I think my cousin has that. Yeah.
Tile. That's fucking genius.
You want me to call your Jewel?
Please.
Oh, there it is.
Listen, I fucking worked hard today. I deserve my fucking Jewel.
You're a Jewel addict. There's too many of those nowadays. No, I'm not.
At least you're not smoking like a knockoff Jewel.
Trust me, I don't fucking
for real.
Okay? I don't need it, but I fucking want it.
What's up?
What the fuck
idiot
is that? I didn't do anything.
I'm JD. Oh, it automatically goes to the next one.
That's so gay.
Will you fuck this episode up, JD?